Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson in for Mick Care. Well, there may be movement in ending the government shutdown, finally. Last night, by a vote of 60-40, the U.S. Senate voted to proceed in an appropriations package, bringing Congress one step closer to ending the longest-lasting government shutdown in history. North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer issued a statement saying last-hour negotiations delivered five additional Democrats, securing 60 votes needed to move things forward. In the statement, Cramer said, after a record-breaking shutdown, we can now see light at the end of the tunnel. Advancing this appropriations package gets us one step closer to paying our troops, the Border Patrol agents, and all other federal workers who were inexcusably used as leverage. According to multiple reports, the Senate will vote to pass the CR and appropriations bill later this week and send them to the House, which is expected to pass the bill. Senator Hovind also issued a statement last night saying in addition to opening the government, the agreement does include three of the 12 full year appropriation bills, including the agriculture appropriations bill. He said, we worked to negotiate a path forward to reopen the government with a short-term CR now through January 30th and the passage of three of the full year appropriation bills. The U.S. Geological Survey has added both phosphate and potash to the federal list of minerals considered critical to national security and economic stability. The decision, published last week by the U.S. Department of Interior, raises the total number of designated critical minerals to 60. Phosphate had been omitted from earlier drafts despite pleas from farm and fertilizer industry groups that was vital for the crop production and vulnerable to international supply disruptions. Potash, which the U.S. relies on Canada for about 97% of its supply, had been on the 2018 list but removed in subsequent updates. Supporters say the change addresses feedstock shortages, volatile fertilizer markets, and the supply chain risks for U.S. agriculture. Fall is a great time of year for farmers to look back at what worked this last year, scout fields for resistance, and perhaps consider changes that need to be made for 2026. Curtis Rainbolt is a technical service representative with BASF, says it's important for growers to look back on their insect pest management and determine what worked as well as what didn't work.
Unlike, you know, resistance in weeds, which can be a little bit easier to spot, it's a little harder to tell with insects because they kind of move in, move out. It's not quite as obvious. Maybe something you've been using successfully for multiple seasons, but it just wasn't quite right. Take note of that, and that may be a potential case of insecticide resistance.
We'll take a break here. We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture coming up in just a moment.